Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Voltas Limited Q1 FY 2026 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Bhoomika Nair from DAM Capital. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Yeah, thanks. Good evening, everyone, and a warm welcome to the Q1 FY 2026 earnings call of Voltas Limited. We have the management today being represented by Mr. Pradeep Bakshi, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Mukundan Menon, Managing Director Designate, Mr. K.V. Sridhar, Chief Financial Officer, Nikhil R. Chandarana, Head Corporate Finance, and Vaibhav Vora, Head Treasury. At this point, I'll hand over the floor to Mr. Bakshi for his initial remarks, post which we'll open up the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everybody. As Bhoomika has explained, with me, I have got in the room Mr. Mukundan Menon, K.V. Sridhar, Vaibhav, Nikhil. Yeah, these are the colleagues available in the room. And I would now request my colleague, Mr. K.V. Sridhar, who is the CFO. He will give you the brief synopsis of the results for the quarter one 2026. Over to K.V. Sridhar.
Thank you, sir. Hope I am audible. Can someone please confirm?
Yes, sir, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Okay. So good evening, all. Glad to connect with you all for the first quarter results for Voltas. I'll just start with the global performance a bit, category performance, and then go into the details of the specifics of the Voltas category performance. The IMF now expects global growth to reach 3% in 2025, driven by early spending ahead of expected tariff changes, lower overall tariff rates, and government spending in some regions. However, persistent trade policy uncertainty, escalating geopolitical tensions, and uneven inflation patterns, especially in the U.S., continue to weigh in on investor confidence. The consumer durable sector is experiencing headwinds. After peaking in late 2024, growth has turned negative in May 2025. Credit flow to the segment has tightened, and a decline in electricity consumption points to a subdued demand for cooling products such as air conditioners. While the RBI's recent rate cut indicates a pro-growth policy stance, discretionary consumption remains fragile. During the quarter, weather-related volatility had a significant bearing on temperature-sensitive categories, most notably air conditioning category. The summer of 2025 arrived late, stayed mild, and ended abruptly curtailing peak demands for air conditioners. These factors, coupled with a record base in the prior year, explain the short-term pressure on Voltas' top line and margins. Despite these temporary challenges, Voltas demonstrated resilience by retaining its market leadership in room air conditioners and maintaining stable performance across its core business segments. Voltas Beko continued its aggressive growth trajectory, achieving year-on-year growth of 33% along with market share gains. For the quarter ending June 2025, the company reported a consolidated income of 4,020.65 crores against 5,001 crores in the same period last year. Profit before tax stood at 202.72 crores compared to 451.52 in the previous quarter same time. Net profit was at 140.61 compared to 335 in the previous corresponding period last year. EPS for the quarter ended 30th June 2025 was 4.25 compared to 10.10 in the same period in the previous year. A snapshot of the results, I think, has already been shared, so I don't want to elaborate on that. I think it's already been shared earlier. Now, if you go to the specific performance segment-wise, for unitary cooling segment, the unitary cooling product segment experienced one of the most abrupt seasonal reversals in recent years. Q1 2025 had delivered an exceptional summer with soaring temperatures and heat waves driving air conditioner sales to record highs. Voltas had then registered 65% growth in AC volumes, gaining further market leadership. This strong base created a high reference point entering into FY26. During Q1 FY26, it represented opposite scenario. Summer arrived late, was marked cooler across large parts of the country and gave way early to monsoon conditions. As a result, peak air conditioner, commercial refrigerator and air cooler selling season was shortened by several weeks, leading to substantial drop in primary offtake. Voltas, in preparation, had entered the season with robust channel stocking, anticipating a continuation of demand trends from the prior year. However, as temperatures remained subdued, consumer footfalls in stores declined noticeably. Retail sales in key metros and Tier 2, Tier 3 cities fell below expectations and inventory across trade channels remained elevated. Voltas undertook tactical interventions to support secondary offtake. Consequently, factory operations had to be scaled back mid-season to avoid overproduction. This under-absorption of fixed costs combined with higher warehousing and holding expenses put short-term pressure on profitability. Despite these challenges, Voltas maintained its number one year-to-date June 2025 market position in room air conditioners at 17.8%, reflecting enduring brand trust and strong channel relationships. It is important to reiterate that the fundamentals of the room AC business remain intact. From FY2022 to FY2026, the segment has maintained a robust volume CAGR of over 20% for Q1. The company has initiated realignment of inventory and production to reflect actual demand conditions. The festival season and possibility of a second summer in certain regions may further aid recovery. The company has started preparations for upcoming revision to the Energy Star labeling regime later this year. While recovery for the segment may take a few quarters, the company remains cautiously optimistic that its strategic investments and ongoing initiatives will support long-term growth and reinforce its leadership in the cooling product segment. This commercial air conditioning segment also remains steady with continued demand for VRF systems, cassette ACs and ducted products. While retrofit and customer care margins were softer, they are expected to normalize as execution stabilizes in the later half of the year. To summarize, for the quarter ended June 26, the UCP segment registered revenue of 2867 crores as compared to a significant higher performance of 3800 last year for the same period. At the segment EBIT was at 104 crores in FY26 as compared to 327 in the previous year. Segment B, electromechanical projects. Projects under the EMPS segment was largely stable during the quarter. Voltas continued to deliver steady performance across geographies supported by strong internal controls, timely certifications and prudent receivables management. International projects in UAE and Saudi Arabia remain a key part of the portfolio and contributed to both revenue and margin. For the quarter ending June 25, segment revenue was 921 crores compared to 949 crores in the same period last year. In terms of profit, it was 49 crores as compared to 67 crores in the last year. The total carry forward order book as on 30th June stood at 6,200 crores, ensuring visibility for future quarters. Cost discipline, project governance and on-ground execution efficiency remain core to the company's strategy in this segment. Segment C, engineering products and services. The segment faced some challenges during the quarter influenced by broader macroeconomic trends and industry-wide pressures. For the quarter, their segment revenue was 135 crores compared to 160 in the previous quarter same period. The segment result for the quarter was 40 crores as against 44 crores for the corresponding quarter last year. The engineering products and services segment saw softer performance driven primarily by external pressures. The mining and construction equipment vertical was affected by lower sales of power screen machines, although this led to an improved margin profile due to favorable product mix. Operations and maintenance contracts remain stable and provide baseline support to revenues. In the textile machinery division, CapEx sentiment remains subdued among customers, especially in international markets. Demand in agency business remained limited and spending caution impacted both revenue and margins. Voltas is focused on consolidating its presence in spinning and post-spinning segments while improving service capabilities to position for the next upcycle. With regard to Voltas, Voltas continued its robust growth trajectory in Q1 FY26, selling close to 1 million units and achieving 33% year-on-year volume growth. The washing machine category drove the expansion, supported by refreshed product lineup and enhanced retail presence. Market share gains were recorded in both semi-automatic and overall washing machine segments, while refrigerator category also improved its standing, particularly in the direct cooling models. Voltas growth was backed by agile manufacturing, timely availability of fast-moving products, and a steady pipeline of product innovation and new launches tailored to evolving consumer needs. Improved traction across general trade, modern trade, and e-commerce channels was complemented by an enhanced retail visibility, focused marketing campaigns, and operational efficiency, driving both volume expansion and margin improvement. Voltas' growing scale, expanding product portfolio, and increasing consumer acceptance continue to strengthen Voltas' overall appliance business while reducing its reliance on seasonal product categories. Voltas' trajectory strengthens Voltas' overall consumer appliance portfolio while also diversifying seasonality risk inherent in the cooling products category. To summarize, at an overall outlook, Voltas views the performance dip in Q1 FY26 as temporary. Inventory normalization, tactical cost control, and a demand rebound during the upcoming festive period are expected to support sequential recovery. The company retains its market leadership across key cooling categories and remains fundamentally strong. Further, Voltas continues to grow and market share gains remain encouraging. The projects business continues to progress steadily. Across all segments, Voltas is investing for the long term with sharp focus on innovation, execution excellence, and customer centricity. Thank you.
Sir, should we begin the question and answer session?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the question queue, please restrict your questions to two participants. If you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. First question is from the line of Natasha Jain from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on the RAC side. Can you tell us how July month was for Voltas? What is the current inventory looking like for you at a brand level as well as the channel level? And did you see any pricing pressure or are you continuing to see that? That's my first question.
So, you know, we have just concluded the month of July and the, you know, numbers are getting consolidated. So, in fact, it's not a very good numbers, but right now, since I do not have the clear picture, I'll not be able to comment on this. And since we are mainly talking about quarter one, I think better we stick to quarter one numbers at the moment because that's in my, you know, control and I can talk about that. Coming to your question on the inventory, inventory in the trade you are talking about or inventory you are talking about the brand inventory?
So both, at Voltas' level and at the channel level.
So we have, you know, having seen a wonderful 24-25, we had planned for a big, you know, sales during this year as well. So entire industry had planned a, you know, in a big way, and we had augmented our, you know, capacities and therefore all of us are carrying inventory. So talking specifically about brand Voltas, we are carrying an inventory of about 3 months or so, 3 to 4 months at best. And as far as trade partners are concerned, they are carrying inventory on an average about 2 months.
Sir, are we continuing to give trade discount or indirect discounting like free installation? Does that still continue?
So we have to remain competitive because we are a brand leader and we don't want to lose out our market leadership, and therefore to retain our leadership position, we are trying to remain competitive in whatever our offerings are, so that we continue to garner market share. But we are not discounting per se. At the moment, we have not, the sales are happening automatically. And we are hopeful that, as we enter into the festival season now, festivities have already begun. Onam has begun. And after that, Durga Puja, Diwali, Navratra, Diwali, all this is going to continue. And the second summers are also likely to come in. So hopefully, since the summer season was milder, summers were milder, I am hoping that, the festival season and the second summer should be looking up and we will be able to make up for these losses. So hopefully these inventories will get liquidated in automatic way rather than, I am not looking at discounting in a big way, to be honest.
Got it, sir. And my second and last question is on the numbers itself. Now, if I see South India was a worse of season than North India, and Voltas is more indexed to North India. In fact, you are the leader in terms of North Indian market, where summer was still good until the first week of May. So relatively, still the numbers have been worse off than our peers who were more indexed to the south part of India. And then even on the margin side, now our capacity is at the same level versus everybody else's. So there also the decline has been sharper than what we probably expected. So could you tell us, is it just completely reverse leverage or there are any serious one-offs that we may have accounted for in the UCP segment? That's it. Thank you.
Yeah, so, if you look at the summers, never got set in into North India, unfortunately. As you rightly said, our North India is our, big stay, and the largest number comes in from there. Of course, we are brand leaders across regions, but in a bigger way, as you rightly said, in the northern region, yes. But unfortunately, since the North India did not get to see summers this year, we have not been able to gain big way. However, you see that our market leadership has remained intact. And if you have analyzed, in case you were able to lay your hands onto the market share numbers, in the entire quarter, right from April to May to June, we have continued to increase our market share. April our market share was 16.9%. May our market share was 17.9%, and now currently it is 19.3% market share as of June end. So you see that while we may not have been able to get full summer season, still we have continued, our focus has remained on gaining the more extraction from the market. Whatever may be happening, even if the sales are low, we want to extract more and try to retain our leadership position in that, and that's what we have been doing.
And for the UCP margin, any one of
them? I'm sorry to interrupt. May I request you to please rejoin the queue as there are several participants waiting in the queue?
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddhartha Behera from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, first question is, given this week first quarter, would you have some guidance about the year? How much growth are you expecting given the outlook you have for the remaining months? And second is, on the market share, if I look at last year, we had about 19% market share and close to 19.5% in the first quarter. So have market shares sort of slipped sometime in between and now we have gained it back? And going ahead, do you think you will probably prioritize market share and try and gain more market share from where we are?
So many questions have been embedded into your one question. So let me try answer. If I miss out, then you'll have to remind me. So firstly, you are talking about the how the having seen the dip in the quarter one, how am I looking at the year, balance of the year, right? That's one question, question number one. So let me answer on that. You know, yes, quarter one was significantly low. And as I answered to the previous speaker as well, you know, we are expecting the, you know, festival season onwards, right, from October, November onwards, and as we enter into the second summers, and then finally we get into the, you know, next year summers, we are expecting, you know, these will look better because, you know, in the past, you know, years also, several years, whenever we have analyzed, whenever summers were milder in the quarter one, the quarter three, four will make up for the loss of that. I am expecting and hopeful that quarter three onwards, festival season onwards, we will again regain, you know, the sales and the business will be as usual and normal. So hopefully the year end should be somewhere either flattish or at best between 5 and 10% degrowth sort of, you know, number I am expecting for the industry. So this is the question one. Then what is the other question? If you can repeat, please.
This is, he asked about the market share 19.5 to 17.8, and we have gained now.
Yeah, market share, yes. Of course, I explained to the previous speaker again. We have gained, you know, in April, May, June, 16.9 to 17.9 to 19.3. So we have, of course, definitely we are, our continuous endeavor has been to gain more share and to retain our leadership position. Whether the market share was at 17.8% or 19.3%, you will appreciate that we have retained our leadership position in the category. And also, other product categories also, if you look at, in each of the category, our market share has continuously been increasing across other appliances as well.
Yes, sir. So coming to that, in World Beko, we
Mr.
have seen
sir,
a very
I'm
strong...
sorry to interrupt. May I request you to please rejoin the queue?
Sure.
There are several participants waiting in the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naushad Chaudhary from Aditya Birla Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi. Two clarifications, sir. Firstly, on inventory, can you share the absolute number? Because 3-4 months making it average and thinking which month should I take becomes very difficult. So 3-4 months of the peak summer or the soft season. Very difficult to understand the actual number. So it would be better if you can share the absolute number of inventory at Voltas level.
I will actually, you know, I am not caring, to be honest, the full number because as you know, the as I said, July numbers are still getting consolidated. So after those numbers are getting consolidated, after that only I'll get to know the clear number. Probably you can, you know, come back to my team, Vaibhav, and we'll try to answer you later on that.
Should it be around 1 million if I...
No way. 1 million, you know, so it's a fairly big number. So I have already done more than roughly around 1.5 million I've already done. So 1 million means it's the entire year stock. It's not that. It's much lesser than that. But let me get the exact numbers.
Last, on the project business side, last quarter we had indicated we are seeing some green shoot of recovery. But if I look at the order book, it is consistently, you know, sliding. How should we look at and look at this business, and what should we expect from the project business going forward?
We have got a reasonably good order book in our hands. Both, you know, international, we've got around 1,700 odd crores, and in the domestic project business, 6,200 crores. So, which is higher than the previous year. Previous year opening was around 5,000 crores only for the domestic business, and the international project was almost about the same number. So, I don't think, yes, but of course, we have been, as I told you earlier also, in the project business, we are trading a bit carefully. Wherever meaningful projects are coming our way, which are having assured margins, and the, you know, funding is properly available, there only we are participating. So we don't want to unnecessarily, you know, burn our fingers. As you know, that in the past few years, we had some nightmares in our international operations in the projects. After that, we have taken a cautious call that we will book orders wherever it is meaningful. But however, we've got reasonable good order book in hand, and our team is continuously, you know, we've got a lot of, you know, inquiries in hand. Our teams are, you know, filling up tenders, and hopefully in quarter 2, 3, 4, we'll have more, you know, projects in hand, and we'll be able to share good news with you later on.
With this size of order book, should we expect any growth in the project business next year, or should it be flat?
Next year? You are talking about 27?
FY26.
We are in 26. You are saying next year. Which year you are talking about?
I mean, full year FY26, should we expect growth in the project business?
Yeah, definitely. Project business has been doing pretty well. Domestic projects especially, even international also, we are faring reasonably okay. So you will get to see better, you know, traction from both these, you know, project businesses.
Okay. All the best.
Unfortunately, while we have seen a bit of a dip in the, you know, product business, consumer durable business, only the AC part. However, if you look at our project businesses results, you would have gone through. Project businesses have done much better. Even textile, machinery, mining and construction, all of them are on target and they've done better than the previous year.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Umang Mehta from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Umang, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sorry, sir, to again harp on the market share, but if we look at June exit, you are still down 200 bits YOY. So any assessment you've done as to what could be the key reason behind this? Have you changed anything on pricing, channel margins, or anything you can kind of share?
Market share dip was not to anything from the discount and pricing or strategy point of view.
I think, you know, I answered you on that. The reason for market share
year on year
dip is actually, you know, market, you know, there are so many players entering into the fray at the moment. And if you look at all, more than 65 players are available, and therefore to some extent it is likely to become a bit fragmented. It cannot continue to be 25-26% market share anymore. However, our focus is to retain the leadership position, as I have been, you know, continuously telling you. And and if you look at our June numbers, we are at 19.3% market share, and we are keeping a, you know, maintaining a, you know, fairly reasonably difference with the number two player, almost 400 basis points.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Sir, the second one was on UCP margin. Now, your cost structure is fairly variable, you know, in other expenses, logistics, service. So, this other expenses in standalone is up 35 crores YOY. You did allude to higher promotion. Possible to quantify how much was the higher promotion which you gave this quarter? I mean, 3.5% margin was a bit of a surprise. That's the reason behind the question.
See, actually, you know, of course, you know, the promotional expenses, including advertising and also the sales costs, we had to spend a bit, you know, higher since summers were lower. And to retain our leadership position, we wanted to, you know, keep the trade and the consumers intact with our, you know, brand. And therefore, we've spent. However, as I said, is, you know, it will get made up in the subsequent quarters by, gaining more, you know, traction from the market. So yes, your point is valid. We have spent a little more, but to retain our, you know, sustain our leadership position.
Sure, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Bharti from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. So you mentioned the margin hit that we saw was an account of under-absorption of costs as well as some of the other expenses on marketing side that we discussed. Now, given that there is so much inventory in the channel and even companies are also carrying high inventory, it's very likely that factories will continue working at lower utilization level. And to that extent, it seems that under-absorption of costs will remain a trend in the next couple of quarters as well. Is my understanding correct?
Yeah, your understanding is correct, because, you know, the inventory is there, so we have to be a little prudent. And the cost, you know, improvement, while, you know, the factory's cost will remain unabsorbed to the full extent. However, we are carrying out lot of cost improvement initiatives across our business verticals and looking at all our overhead line by line and seeing as to how can we improve on the cost and save when the business is not, you know, as good as what we would have expected. Therefore, we want to save on the cost. So I think hopefully we will be able to make up through cost improvement projects and we will be able to share better news by quarter three.
Understood, sir. And are you also fearing intense competition on the pricing side or on in terms of extending support to the channel or to customers, given that there's high inventory as well as you pointed out, so many players in the market?
See, of course, there is a bit of a desperation in amongst, you know, certain brands. They are trying to, you know, discount. However, we have retained our position as of now. And but since the sales is not as much, it remains, you know, whatever attempts are being made by them, they remain unaffected, and we are not getting affected by those price drops by anybody as of now.
Perfect, perfect. And just one last bit on the project side. So you mentioned that the project business has been steady. When we look at margins have been slightly on the kind of lower side versus what we have done in the past. So how should we think about the margins in this segment from a slightly longer term perspective? I know there are no losses and we've kind of turned around to that extent, but is 5% kind of an EBIT margin looks like a sustainable number, or can it be higher?
So 5% is definitely sustainable, you know, percentage on the project side. If you look at our past year numbers also, and we said we will, I guidance also when I had given you, I always said the projects will hover around 5% or so all through. So 5% is definitely sustainable. There could be a small blip here and there because we had provided for one particular project in the international business, and that has slightly derailed our project margin. Otherwise, overall in the domestic project business, we've reasonably done well. And hopefully, you know, you'll get to see this year with, you know, more than 5% on the project side at least.
Perfect, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sukrit Patil from Eyesight FinTrade Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. My question is specifically to Mr. Bakshi. Are you there online, sir?
Me? I am only answering you, sir. All along, I am on the line.
Yes. Good evening, sir. This is Sukrit Patil. I had a forward-looking question. As Voltas continues to lead in the room air conditioner and tries to expand its footprint in the commercial cooling and home appliances space, how are you thinking about integrating energy analytics, smart maintenance platforms, or AI-led demand forecasting into your product and service ecosystem in the next 1 to 2 years? And if you are planning to implement this, how do you think this will help Voltas build a differentiated tech-enabled moat in the climate solution coming ahead? Thank you, sir.
Okay, so many questions again. So let me try answer. Firstly, when you are saying, are we the brand leader? Are we getting the more market share? All this I have replied earlier also. Yes, we are the brand leader for more than a decade now. Right from 12-13 onwards, we are sustaining our leadership position. And continuously, we are trying to extract more and more market share. For this quarter also, I have already shared how we have improved our market share on month-on-month basis between April, May and June period. So that's answer number one. Secondly, when you're talking about the artificial intelligence and IoT enabled products and services, yes, we have already been, you know, we've brought about, you know, products which are artificial intelligence, IoT enabled, and they can work with Alexa and, you know, otherwise also if you want to operate your AC thousands of miles away through the internet, you can get connected with our ACs. Our team also is developing some new products, which is at the moment it is at a nascent stage and I don't want to share in public. After a few months, you'll get to see our AI-enabled series will be introduced in the market on the AC front. Coming back to service, I have shared earlier also all on the commercial air conditioners, our, you know, all our chillers are connected through internet with our office, you know, in the headquarters in my office, where a team of engineers are continuously monitoring all the installations across the country. And they have already been able to move from predictive maintenance to preventive maintenance, because they get to see as to how air conditioner, how chillers are behaving in a particular site, and in case that needs any service, it gives a warning to them, and they are able to connect with the client and they are able to address that. Similar kind of thing we will try and implement in our other product categories also as we move ahead.
Okay, thank you very much for your guidance.
Yes, thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Mr. Achal Lohade from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Pardon me if I'm asking a repetitive question. If you could help us understand what is the industry decline for the quarter and for the first half? As in, you said year-to-date market share. Does that mean Jan to June or it is April to June? Hello? Sir, I can't hear you. Hello? Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, firstly, let me answer you on your question, how the market has degrown, how the industry has degrown in the quarter one. So, firstly, I'm talking about fiscal year quarter only. Whenever we are addressing, we try to address the fiscal year. So, okay. My answer will be limited to the quarter one fiscal year, which is April to June period. The industry on a primary sales basis would have degrown by about 35 to 40% approximately, depending on brand to brand level basis. Yeah. So
And for us, on a year-on-year, if I look at the market share, what you've mentioned, it was 21.2% in 1Q25, as in June 25 quarter, June 24 quarter. Do I have the number right?
Which one? Yeah, that's correct.
And that has declined to 17.8%. Have I got that also right, sir?
For the full quarter, if you're asking our market share, yes, is 17.8%. But the June end number is 19.3%. That's what I shared with you.
So comparison
21.2 versus 19.3. And as compared to 21. What last year number, June number was saying, as against that, we are at 19.3% currently.
Oh, okay. So that 21.2
Mr.
is basically.
Rajan, I would request.
No, I'm just clarifying. Let me clarify, please. So that 21.2% is basically 19% for the quarter average, right? Last year.
Yes. June. No, it is June end number, sir. Quarter number is 17.8, as I told you, and June end number is 19.3%.
Right. No, against the 17.8, what was the average number for full quarter last year, 1Q25?
19.5.
Last year it was 19.5% quarter number, sir.
19.5. Got it, sir. And the second question I had, just in terms of the margins, what is the extent of reduction in the gross margins in the UCP business? Is there any way to know that, sir? Is there any fall in the gross margins, material margins?
So I think we are addressing the EBIT, which we have shared with you in the balance sheet also. You would have seen the margins have in the... Am I audible?
Now I can hear you, sir. In between I had lost
voice, I don't know. So anyway, sorry about the glitch. So, you know, yes, of course, the EBIT level we have shrunk quite a bit. And as, you know, the reason is roughly around 400 basis points we would have shrunk our profitability EBIT at an EBIT level. And the reasons I have shared with you, it is under absorption, you know. See, firstly, there was a major dip in the quarter volume numbers. So unless until you have got a basic mass or scale, the profitability doesn't come that much. So that is one piece. Secondly, having seen the last good year, we had, you know, augmented and we had investment, made a lot of investments. And those capacities, you know, at Chennai plant especially, has remained under-absorbed. So probably because of under-absorption, the profits have shrunk in this quarter. However, as I told you, as we are going forward, we are making certain corrections. One, I have told you that, you know, cost improvement projects are being carried out by each of the businesses to see as to where all we can save from. Secondly, as I told you, we are looking at festival season in quarter 3, 4 as a big number coming up from there. We should, all these, you know, points should make up for this loss which we have, you know, gained in the quarter 1. So hopefully by the year end, we will be able to protect and will be slightly better than what we are today.
Got it, sir. Thank you and wish you all the best, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Harshita Surana from UBS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, Harshita. Yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So thank you for the opportunity. So my question was, given last year's strong summer season, we now have several new brands entering the cooling products market. And with this current year being relatively subdued and weak, we like established players like Voltas could leverage the experience and navigate through it. But any color on how these new entrants are finding the current environment and any consolidation that you could see in the market happening currently?
See, all the new entrants are facing the headwinds at the moment. When the new players enter, it becomes very difficult for them to compete with the established players. And therefore, you know, they have to face the onslaught of the bigger players who can afford, you know, they come with the deeper pockets to sustain losses. And therefore, the newer players are not able to, you know, establish themselves so much. However, some of the old players, yes, of course, they are resorting to, you know, discounts to gain, you know, more share in the pie. But it is not a sustainable practice. It is a short-term approach by these players.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Niransh Jain from BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. And sorry for the bad throat. So I just want to take firstly on the, you have mentioned that you have already started preparations for the upcoming energy star labeling. So if I'm not wrong, so the industry is expecting around 4-5% price hike on the input cost. So when you're saying preparations, so does it mean that you're looking at a cost engineering and would try to absorb this kind of a cost, or are you looking for some kind of price hike for this? So just wanted some emphasis on what kind of preparations you are referring to there.
So you are dot on, you know. See, all of us understand whenever the energy, you know, regime changes, there is going to be a cost impact. However, how much cost impact is going to come, it is difficult to assess at the moment because as you rightly answered yourself only that, you know, we will try to navigate these changes through the value engineering also in our way. So probably we'll see as to how much can we reduce on that impact by the next table coming up. So that actually, you know, I'll be able to answer to you in somewhere in November, December. By then, you know, this value engineering project would get over and also we will be closer to the, you know, actual numbers coming up. So, but yes, surely, and whatever little impact has to be passed on, we will pass on also, and whatever through value engineering we can, you know, absorb, we will try and do that. Both ways it will go.
Sure, sir. And sir, secondly, wanted to check on Voltas Beko profitability. Any guidance there or any thoughts on how we are looking at achieving the profitability, like both either at the EBITDA level or at the PAT level right now?
I thought you were going to compliment us on the, you know, what wonderful job Voltas team has done. You know, we have been able to gain a lot of market share. You know, last time when we had met and interacted, I told you that we are planning, our first endeavor is to take the market share to 10%. And I'm delighted to share with you in washing machine category, we are 8.6% already. And in refrigerators also, we've reached to 7.2%. We have gained quite a bit during this, you know, quarter and last year also, in last 1 year, a lot of work has been done in this direction and which has, you know, yielded good results. So our first endeavor is to gain market share in this category. And once we've crossed 10%, automatically you see then you know profitability also will come up with the higher numbers. So right now, yes, we are not profitable in this category. How, and we are, you know, whatever we had budgeted losses, which is actually I don't count it as loss. I count it as an investment into the brand. So that continues to happen.
Got it. And there also
we are carrying out cost engineering, value engineering projects. In that also, both ways we are. Rather than, you know, I don't believe that, you know, whatever we have to pass on to the consumer and increase the prices, then what happens is you're not able to gain market share and you're not able to extract more number. I believe rather we should work on the value engineering projects and try to reduce cost so that we are able to offer better products and services to our consumers. That's our endeavor.
But sir, are we seeing an increase in gross margins at Voltas Beko level?
Yeah, slightly they have improved over the last 1 year. If you look at, you know, 12 to 15 it has gone, no? Percentage gross margin had increased. Yeah, so gross margins have been increasing, but they are not very significant, which I can talk about with a, you know, pride. Some improvement has happened for sure.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bakshi for closing comments.
So thank you very much, listeners and the investors. So, you know, I would like to share that having seen the performance of quarter one, which was a sort of a temporary blip, currently we are looking at tactical cost controls. We are also looking at as to how can we normalize our inventories by looking at prudently as to how much production is required, which all models, whatever models are in shortages, that only are being produced at the moment in the factories. And we are also expecting a demand rebound in the upcoming festival season and the second summers in West and South India. Hopefully, with all this setting up, we will get to see, you know, our quarter three, quarter four, by quarter three and quarter four, we have substantially improved on what we have projected so far. The company's focus is to retain its market leadership position across categories, may it be cooling products or washing products. All these products, we want to remain fundamentally strong and retain and sustain our leadership position. World back, I have already cited you that we continue to grow and continue to gather better market share in the category, which is very encouraging for us, and we want to replicate similar kind of thing across our product categories. The project businesses, we are continuously being prudent and trying to progress steadily in them. We are not showing any anxiety of picking up projects which are not meaningful and not profitable. And across all segments, Voltas is investing. We are investing for the long-term, you know, gain, looking at keeping sharp focus on innovation, execution, excellence, and customer centricity. That is the focus. And with that approach, we want to return to your to shareholders on their investments. That's what we look forward to. Thank you.
On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.